Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, hit ball to left. She's got legs. Jorge Lombardo has done it again. 2-0 Yankees, because that's all the Yankees can muster these
days. That's it.
Don't matter who your starting shortstop is. Don't matter who's pitching. Doesn't matter who's catching. It really doesn't matter who's got the pinstripes on. The New York Yankees are a two-shot Johnny, and that's it. But two last night
was good enough
was
to win.
All they needed.
Yep.
One more to take the series, and that'll be another series that the Yankees win with absolutely zero offense at all. Good afternoon, Big Mac. How are you today, Ken?
I'm fantastic this morning, Craig.
As you should
be. Last night was a great experience being in the ballpark, albeit in the press box. I couldn't necessarily cheer, but I was in the building for the beginning of the George Lombard era.
There you go.
I was
very similar
it.
To the Derek Jeter era,
very,
some people say.
Some people do say.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're one of them.
I am one
and
of them.
And you're getting beat down. I don't know why.
I don't know why either.
There's a fair comment to make.
Yeah, I was having a little bit of fun in the moment.
Yeah.
In the moment. It dawned on me. We saw the great defensive play to start with. And really, even more than the home run, it was the defense. And it wasn't just the great
play. It was
the
double play.
The double play to start,
right.
No doubt. That's the play.
The double play is
when
the money
play. When I referenced the Jeter opening day 96, and it's the over-the-shoulder catch with signature, and then the home run, there's no doubt. It's the double play in the hole. And like Paul O'Neill said, we haven't seen a play, and I would go back further than just this year. We haven't seen a defensive play like that, as smooth as that was, as strong an arm, off balance, perfect to
Didi,
second
maybe?
Base to start. I don't even know if Didi had it, to be totally honest
okay.
with you. It's a long time, and it's more than even just that play. That play stands out. It was incredible. And it's unfair to do this to Anthony Volpe, and I know I'm not alone. Everybody's been doing it. It's just fair. When the ball is hit to him, it doesn't look like there is an ounce of skittishness.
Well,
not
I mean,
an
that's,
ounce.
Come
no,
on.
I'm just saying.
It's one,
no, you're right.
It's one
no, no, no.
game.
No, no, no. That doesn't matter. That doesn't matter.
Like,
one
and
game
I read
you
those
can tell.
Comments,
one
too.
Game you can tell. Nope. The home run, one game.
Yeah.
The level of play, the moment, one game.
Anthony Volpe won a gold glove.
I've been a protector and defender of Anthony Volpe.
Not okay? since you and I've been together.
No, because it's been the third year of it.
I mean,
because it's been the third year of it, Craig.
I hear you,
but initially,
I got to push
was.
Back not just against you. I saw all the comments also.
I'm sorry.
We haven't seen shortstop play like that. No, you did.
Paul O'Neill said it.
Anthony Volpe won a gold glove.
I'm sorry, Craig.
How many
you're
gold
not
gloves
right.
did Didi win? How many gold gloves
no?
did Jeter win?
No.
Right,
I think two or three.
But not right, not out of the gate.
No, not right out of the gate.
Right, so
and
right,
you could argue that Jeter was never a gold glove caliber shortstop.
I know the Volpe body ain't cold yet, and people are already shoving dirt on him.
Again,
there's got to be someone who pushes back and goes, "Was he the shortstop you wanted?" He turned out he wasn't. But the kid won a gold glove here.
Absolutely did. And he's better defensively than a lot of people want to give him credit for. But I disagree with my guy, Brian Cashman, was on here yesterday and called him elite defensively. He is not elite defensively. He was for a year and a half, 2 years. Since the last couple of years, it's not as bad as last year. It doesn't matter. Here's the point.
Go.
I'm sorry. This isn't about Anthony Volpe. You're right. But maybe it's because we've seen him for this long. The smooth nature at which he plays the shortstop position. Everything just looked comfortable. The ball goes into his glove easy. I know that sounds stupid.
He didn't say anything when he fell down trying to cover second base.
He made a mistake.
Right?
He went for a ball he should have never went for. He had no chance on the play.
I mean, that happened too,
didn't
it?
He fell down. Right. Absolutely.
Now, again, a guy falls down.
No, that's fair.
That's not a problem with the glove or the arm. He slipped.
Fair.
He fell down.
He made a
mistake. But it happened.
It happened.
Could have been
fair.
A double play in a two-run game.
If he goes straight to the bag instead of trying to field the ball, he
would've
had no chance to field it. He had a chance to turn it
double play. Yeah, would have
been close. 100%. That is fair. But I can just tell you, it's not just the home run. The home run on an 0-2 breaking ball was the icing on the top. I could just tell you. watching him play the shortstop position, it felt different. It felt comfortable. And I can't wait to watch that dude
play shortstop. Can I ask you a question?
More than I can't wait to
watch
him hit.
I want to be honest with yourself.
I can't wait to watch him play shortstop.
I want you to be honest with yourself here for a moment.
All right? I'm going to ask you a question.
I'm going to ask you a question.
I never lie to myself.
Is there a chance that that comment that you just made is because you were either A, so down on Anthony Volpe, not just this year, obviously for multiple years, and their commitment to him, or because it's the new shiny toy, and everybody now, because you're not alone in this. I've read the comments as well. I heard what Paul O'Neill said, obviously. Everyone now is just overreacting to a single play at shortstop because you're so happy that Volpe's no longer the guy.
I think that's
Can that be some truth there?
Yes, there's definitely some truth there. The idea, well, we've watched that defensive shortstop for the last handful of years. Again, he was his rookie season Gold Glove. He was a Gold Glove caliber. I don't know if he was necessarily like a Gold Glove winner that year. He did win it.
No, he won it.
I understand he won it.
So he was.
I'm just trying to be fair.
No, what's fair is that he's got a trophy in his living room.
No doubt.
That says Gold Glove Award winner on it.
No doubt.
So we can nitpick and be critical of Anthony Volpe, rightfully so.
He was a Gold Glove winner and a Gold Glove caliber shortstop.
He's got a Gold Glove in his crib.
He definitely does.
Okay. So let's just get that out of the way.
I can just tell you, okay, and maybe it is because of that. Maybe it's for a lot of different things. I'm not saying he's Ozzie Smith. I'm not saying he's the greatest shortstop I've ever seen. I'm not saying nobody has ever seen shortstop play like we saw last night. What I'm telling you is, as a Yankee fan, watching the position of shortstop for the last handful of years, watching him defensively on every play last night, it felt more comfortable and confident than I have seen a shortstop play in a while. That's it. And it was nice to see. And
I hope this kid doesn't make an error this week.
He probably will. It's also nice to see that what we heard was correct. We heard he was this great slick fielding defensive player, and right out the chute, you watched it. It's nice to get reports on something and then watch it immediately be correct. It was a really great night. Plus the home run, the whole bit. But to me, it's watching him play defense at shortstop. It was a great night. Everything, the family. I went back and watched a little bit of the interview. Obviously, at the building, didn't see the interview live on TV with his family and all that. His father flying in.
His dad was there, which is pretty cool.
His dad was there. Left the Detroit Tigers.
Which was a big deal in Detroit, about him leaving. He's like, I'm going to watch my son play his first game. How about the guy that caught the home run ball?
I know.
With his hat.
Yeah.
Right? And then, I guess, during commercial break, it wasn't even a thing. It's like, of course I gave it to him. It's his first home run. And I guess they're very generous. I don't think he really enumerated what he got back
was like a signed autograph. Like, that's it.
I think it was like a signed bat or something.
A couple pictures and a signed thing or two. That's it. Good for him.
I respect that too. Anyhow,
who knows?
It's a new era, but it's also, to be fair here, because someone's going to be the voice of your reason.
It is a new era,
but it's also the same era in that the Yankees couldn't muster more than two runs.
No, the offense stinks.
And yet the pitching was once again money good.
Money good. They continue to win games, scoring relatively no runs. That's not going to last forever. And we saw the bullpen again. This is the thing about the pen, and this is why I'm so upset they didn't get another arm. Every night they have to go to their top relievers because they're up a run or two. Yeah. Like every game of these white-knuckle games that you got to throw your best guys in there. Bednar again last night. Bednar has not been, for his career, a multiple-inning guy. He has been a one-inning guy for almost most of his time in Pittsburgh. He's come here this year. It's constantly five outs, six outs. Like, he's constantly being demanded so much of him.
He's been fantastic. Yeah, and he kind of came in the eighth, as you said, was brilliant in the ninth.
Yeah.
He has been, other than it was the Mets series, if I remember, that he struggled in, right?
That was the last time he blew a game.
Right.
It's not, he gave up one other home run in the Cubs series.
But he's been, since the Mets series,
since that debacle that he gave up the home run to
unstoppable,
Taylor,
right?
Unstoppable.
Yeah, so look, it's all good, except the problem again is that, you know, you don't score any runs. That's the New York Yankees. So we'll get Yankees, obviously, throughout the day. Mm-hmm. You got a problem brewing here with the New York Giants. Hate to be that guy.
Do you hate to be that guy?
I really do.
Tells me you're relishing being
that guy.
Yeah,
I don't want to be that guy.
No, I think you
do. I want to be very clear. I'll say it again. Every time we talk Giants, I'll say it again.
Yeah.
I hope the Giants have a winning season. This job is eminently more fun when the football team or teams in this town are good. And I stand by that. But because you guys are all these crazy, romantic Giant fans, you've got an issue on your hands. And it's an issue you never thought you were going to have. But it's an issue. There's a problem right now with the New York Giants wide receiving core that Malik Nabers aside, because it does look like he's way ahead of where we thought he was going to be.
Okay.
And he's making one-handed catches in the end zone yesterday, and it was all great to watch and all that stuff.
Yep.
Your second best wide receiver right now is Odell Beckham. That's a problem for you. Odell Beckham Jr. at this stage of his life cannot be the number two option at wide receiver for Jackson Dart and the New York Giants. And I know they're just putting pads on now for the first time.
Yeah.
So we'll see what the offense starts to look like in real time with the quote-unquote real bullets flying. And again, good for him that he's rehabbed himself back where he can actually be an NFL player again now in his 30s. But if Odell Beckham Jr. is your second best wide receiver, your offense is in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's necessarily true.
A lot of trouble.
I don't know if that's necessarily true. Okay. The wide receiving core is an issue. There's no doubt. I think we all
And you know
that.
I love Likely. I think he's going to be a rock star for this offense.
You could kind of throw him into the wide receiving core mix. He's the tight end, but passing attack.
And I
right?
think he's going to be an 80-catch guy.
So 80-catch guy, that's the second best weapon in the passing attack.
I'm talking wide receiver specifically.
I get you.
If Odell Beckham Jr., and according to you, obviously you and I are not there, but I follow all the Giant insiders.
I can tell you during my long-winded question answers and back and forth with my guy Art Stapleton, he told me Calvin Austin is impressing a lot. We saw different guys like Darnell Mooney has been a He's been a good player in this league.
Stop.
More recently than Odell Beckham Jr. has been a good player in this league.
Darnell Mooney is an average at best wide receiver.
Braxton Berrios has
Braxton Berrios is a punt returner.
I know.
If Braxton Berrios is getting time as a wide receiver, you're more F than I thought.
Darius,
no disrespect.
How many years has Darius Slayton
you
led the Giants
hate Darius
in wide receiver yards? I understand that.
Yeah.
But right
Do
now,
you not?
Right now, you got to live with it.
All right, so you're telling me your three best wide receivers outside of Neighbors are Braxton Berrios, Darius Slayton, and Odell Beckham Jr., and a fourth runner-up is now Darnell Mooney? You have no wide receivers
then. We'll see what Malachi Fields becomes. Like, you know.
You don't sound confident. I think
no,
I touched you.
I
got you.
I think the wide receiver depth is an issue for
this
team.
It's a problem. If we'll Odell Beckham Jr. is your, again, Neighbors is your guy, and I'm with that.
Make the wide receiver. Let's go.
Wide receivers got to get open.
Let's go.
All right.
He'll get open.
Wide receivers have to get open.
He'll scramble long enough until they get open. All right.
Okay.
I'm just telling look,
If you think you're right.
You have a fair point. I think going into the season, it's one of the areas of depth that
is a concern. And they signed every wide receiver that tried out.
The day they signed all of them, I said, "Well, that's a problem."
Right. They can't all make the team.
I mean, they worked out four has-beens and all of them got signed.
Yeah,
it's a problem. I think that's fair. It's a problem. But having said that, does Odell Beckham Jr. have one more great season in him?
No.
Can Slayton, who's led this team in receiving, four out of the last 5 years? Can he continue to grow? Can he continue to be that guy for this offense?
Let's be honest. That wasn't the game plan.
No.
If it turns out that he gets an opportunity, it's because there's no talent.
Can Jalen Hyatt, who was unable to break through in the previous regime that drafted him,
right.
could this new offensive coordinator, Nagy, find something?
A lot of guys with a lot of questions.
College player? I don't know. That someone's going to emerge, Craig.
Is that right?
Someone's going to emerge.
Can't wait for the emergence.
They have a problem
with
wide receiver.
Maybe Victor Cruz.
They have a problem with wide receiver. They have a problem in the defensive backfield. They have a problem with defensive line depth.
Mm-hmm.
They have problems.
Okay.
Every team has them.
Nice to hear you acknowledge that.
Well, of course.
But
they have strengths, Craig.
We'll get all
they
your calls.
Strengths.
888-808-1019. As we regale in the opening game of George Lombard's career with the home run.
Very much like Derek Jeter's first game as starting shortstop of the New York Yankees.
Yes. The New York Giants, of course, have issues at wide receiver. We give you that. And a little bit later on in the show, we have ourselves a little family squabble.
Do we?
A little family squabble.
Oh.
And I wonder what side you are under attack on this radio station.
I am under attack this morning.
And I will tell you what side I'm on. Mm-hmm. You should know already because I'm the most loyal guy here.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to go through loyalty in this building, there is none other than me to you.
Okay.
I mean, that's the only loyalty in this building.
We're going to find out.
Boomer's not a loyal guy. Right, as you know, goes on every podcast of every former employee here with no respect to all of his current partner.
Uh-huh.
Right? Evan would throw Tiki under the bus in a minute if it meant he could make a couple extra bucks. You got me. I'm the last loyal man standing.
We're going to find out.
At WFAN.
We're going to find out.
And we're going to find out in a little bit what side I take. I'm already telling you without telling you.
Okay, well, let's see.
In the battle that is now Chris McMonagle, a.k.a. Big Mac, against all of his coworkers. Because they all attacked you today.
They're all coming at
every single one of them.
Every single one of them.
So who's the real foxhole guy here?
Let's go.
We're going to find out a little later on today.
I look forward to having my ability to defend myself.
Yes. Well, we'll get to it later on.
I've been listening to it all morning. Just no choice, sitting around looking for parking on a Wednesday.
We'll get to it later. But I have some thoughts on it as well.
Good.
And I think you'll be very glad. This is one of those days you'll be like, thank God I've got Craig as a partner.
Today's
going to be one of those days.
I say that most days.
You should.
I do.
But today especially. Mm-hmm. Look at all your calls, 888-808-1019. You're a diehard Yankee fan. Your emotional reaction to Lombard's debut yesterday. You're a diehard Giant fan. Your thoughts on having a wide receiving core that features Odell Beckham Jr. as the number two guy and Darius Slayton as the number three guy. We'll get into all that right after this on The Fan.